My precious heart dwellers, may the blessing and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ permeate every fiber of your being. Amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus, no matter what. I have some very interesting news for you all. The Lord continues to bring up the rapture. Every day he's giving us a rapture rhema or an anointed word or a reading that is very timely and relevant to the times we're living in. And I have lost count of the rapture rhemas he's been giving us. Not just Ezekiel and I, but others in the community. I especially like this one. One big surprise rather than several disappointments. Oh, wow. Yep, I could sure use that. I think we all could. But something is about to happen in this world that will change everything. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about very positive changes. The med beds, free energy, free electricity, so many different things that are being promised right now. But we are at a pivotal point in history. We have a massive enemy who has been stalking us for decades. And her name is China. She has been stalking us and working it to see exactly what our weak point is and how she can bring us down. And Donald, he didn't mince any words when he talked to the Chinese president at the beginning of his presidency. He didn't mince any words. He knows that China has been taking massive advantage of the United States in trade deals and other things. But he also knows about the military buildup, and their agenda is to rule the world. Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, was tied into Satan deeply. He wrote a love poem to Satan, believe it or not. And here's a quote from it. "Thus heaven I've forfeited, I know it full well," he wrote in a poem in 1837, a decade before his manifesto. "My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell. How so I plunge without fail, my blood-black saber into your soul, that art God, neither wants nor wists. It leaps to the brain from hell's black mists, till heart's bewitched, till sense is real. With Satan I have struck my deal. He chalks the signs, beats time for me. I play the death march, fast and free. I must play dark, I must play light, till both strings break my heart outright." And he was the one who was responsible for writing the manifesto. So basically, Satan wants to rule the world with communism. And China has been fed right from the bosom of hell to prepare it to take over America. They've bought thousands of acres of land in this nation. Thousands of acres have been sold to China. It's absolutely amazing what they own. Mother Elizabeth was a realtor before she came on board here. She was constantly dealing with the Chinese. Shopping malls, huge blocks of farmland, huge complexes in the cities, skyscrapers, you name it, they are in deep in the United States. Not only do they own all of that property, they have paid off the mainstream media, news sources, to slant things in their favor and towards Marxism. And that's their agenda. And here we are with a wonderful president at the helm. And I'm not talking about Biden. He's just a puppet. I'm talking about our President Trump, who is still in power, who has the military behind him, backing him, and is calling all the shots. Even though it looks like Biden is calling them, he's still in control, who is trying to take all of these technological gifts and bring them to fruition, because they've been hidden by the black hats. So they didn't want the public to know about Tesla's remarkable achievements. We are really, really on the edge of something huge, and it could go either way. But the Lord is telling me, not so much predicting what's going to happen. He's telling me he cares about souls that are not saved. Anyone could die tomorrow. Or it could happen that the people that took the shots within 2 years are going to be dead. That could happen too. And their souls are not ready to answer to God. They're way far away from God. And I love our president. God bless him. But it's not about prosperity. We have got to repent of the things that we've done and make it right. And I believe that he's trying to do that now. The focus is not on make America great. The focus is on make America holy. That is what God needs. And he will defend us to the nth degree. But if we've got our eyes on make America financially great, and we have left a huge open door because our values are on prosperity and not holiness, and that leaves us open to the enemy, because God will protect a holy nation, but one that is seeking after prosperity, he will not protect. He will bless us with prosperity when we're holy. You have to be holy to handle prosperity. Otherwise, it will make you even more materialistic. He'll let down the protection, and America could be destroyed. And that's where we're at right now, right on the cusp. President Trump has done so much good, but the focus has to be on America, the holy nation. Make America holy, not make America great financially. Because of the distorted messages in Christianity right now, materialism is rampant, and sexual promiscuity is rampant in this country. Why? Because Christians are sound asleep. And the only time they wake up is when they go to the mall. I hate to say it. And to my own shame, I've been that way with Amazon at times, getting excited over the next project I was working on. I needed this and I needed that. But while our attention is on all these extraneous things, China has just been feeding us fat and happy. Our food system has been polluted and poisoned deliberately. And who do you suppose is behind that? It's the black cats that want to destroy the United States. And China is in bed with the black cats. So, my dear ones, whatever happens, whether people start dropping like flies from COVID, or if China manages to get one of their supersonic nukes into our country, there is going to be death. And people are not thinking about the state of their soul. They think they have decades. And the Lord has said, you don't have decades. Yes, I had decades. I was born in 1946. But when Israel became a nation in 1948, that's when the clock started ticking. But we don't have decades anymore. All the prophecies in Daniel and Matthew, everything is set. It could happen at any minute. It could go either way. But in any case, there is going to be more loss of life. And we have got to wake people up to stop thinking about their security and their materialism and start thinking about their eternity, because it could be over for them tomorrow. And this is what is breaking the Lord's heart and causing him to grieve so deeply. He sees how many are going to perish. And he's crying out to his bride, please, please pray for them. Bring them back. He's given this message to Ezekiel for weeks, along with the times when he's in deep intercession and travail. The message has been, pray for those who are not prepared to die. Pray for them. The Blessed Mother came to me and said the same thing. His heart is breaking over these souls that he loves tenderly, but their eyes are not on the right agenda, and they are not thinking about their eternity. And there's no guarantee that that will change at the moment of death. So he's asking us to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, follow him, and pray for these souls that are simply not prepared to face God. So all of this is coming to fruition right now in front of us. And it's been meticulously planned out and has engaged many governments of the world and all the ones that don't want the black cats ruling. Mother Elizabeth, who is going to be taking over the community after the rapture, woke up in the morning and she heard something repeated over and over again in her head. And it was, "You are reaching the point of no return." And she sensed that it was from her husband, who had recently passed away this year and is in heaven. Just to clarify, she's not speaking with the dead. He is in heaven, filled with the Holy Spirit, and looks in on her. Many people have experienced this with their loved ones. He was sending her a really critical message when she first woke up in the morning. She heard this over and over again. "You are reaching the point of no return." And I pulled a card that said, "I am coming for you." Lovely. And the readings from the Bible and holy books are about eternal life. He is most definitely making a point. "Lord, please speak to us. You said the rapture was going to be put off." Jesus began, "My little one, the time is very short. Each day you draw closer to your destiny in heaven. You will soon be freed from the earthly cage that weighs you down so much." Oh, how true. "You will fly up and into heaven in my arms, and forever we will be together. This is no exaggeration or figure of speech. I am saying plainly how I will take you and your beloved pets. You have a one-way ticket to heaven, and the train is departing very soon. Because of this great grace that you will all be given, I am charging you with a very serious mandate. Pray for those who are not prepared. My heart aches because there are so many. Oh, my bride, I speak to you with all the earnestness of my broken heart. I do not wish to see any perish, but so many will. Your prayers, repentance, and sacrifices will do an enormous amount of good at the very last minute. These souls are uninformed, totally caught up in the world and its agendas." Boy, you know, just look at how many people are wearing masks and playing this COVID